WildTalkRadio.com.
Kwanzaa, one and all, it is me, the Lone Jobber. And I'm joined, of course, by my good pal, Sir Rockin.
Hey.
Did you like that one better, good pal? I thought of that last night after we went off the show. Is it better?
That is a better introduction.
I mean, it's not as good as Elf Friend, but, you know.
It is not as good as Elf Friend, even though I hate being called an elf. It is
why? Those are us being elf.
There's nothing wrong
elves
with
do it. All the work.
Clearly.
Set myself up for that one. Yeah.
So.
Got no response. I love it. My job is done. Rock is silent.
Sort of, kind of. I was just laughing in the background.
Okay. It is day 3 of Kwanzaa of 7. Kwanzaa's always the fun one, don't you agree, Rock? Because it tells us what we're supposed to do each and every single night.
It is the easiest one.
Yes.
I wouldn't say it's the fun one. It's the easiest one.
Tonight's principle is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. That means we are here to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sister problems our problem and to solve them together.
So what are your problems? How can we solve your problems?
Well, I had problems last week, but then we worked through them already.
We did. I wonder how split people were about that, you know?
How do you mean?
Because we were fighting, and you know, you don't need people taking sides on all that. Somebody,
everybody was hashtag Team Jobber.
Subway was very concerned, I thought.
Well, you know, it's Subway. He didn't want to play second fiddle to me again. He doesn't like it when I open the shows. It really confuses him.
He did not like the fact that you did the introduction of the show, that he was like, what? What's going on? He was very
don't worry. We won't have to do that anytime soon.
Or are we? Hashtag free Teddy. I just heard him. He's in the background. He's in a cage. Someone let this Teddy out of a cage.
Okay, so getting back to that. What problems do we have that we need to solve?
I was asking you, what problems do you have?
You know what? A problem I have that I really need help on is more cookie ideas. If you guys could get those in, that would help.
So where are we on the cookie thing? How far deep are we?
Oh, God. I actually opened up...
We're here to solve the cookie problem.
Solve the cookie problem. Let me open up my cookie.ods. I am at... Oh, crap. I need help. Wikipedia, here I come. If I don't get any help, I have to go to Wikipedia for this.
Okay, so where...
Oh,
so
God.
So where are we at?
More than a quarter, less than a third.
Do you have Benny wafers?
128 divided by 3 equals 42. No, I'm not there yet.
Do you have Benny wafers? Benny wafers? B-E-N-N-E wafers on your...
How is that?
B-E-N-N-E. Benny.
That does not look familiar at all.
They are a holiday cookies for Kwanzaa.
Damn, Rock. That's a good start.
It's a thin cookie made out of toasted sesame seeds, and the recipe is over 100 years old.
Damn, that's actually impressive, considering Kwanzaa is only 50 years old.
Well,
go them.
Go them.
By the way, that was your little shout-out. Kwanzaa was created in 1966. So, there just FYI.
Yeah, so that's a traditional African-American family food. So
there we go. That does help me out. Thank you, Rocco.
I solved this problem. Done.
Yes.
Done.
Done. Do you have any problems, Rock?
There's also something called the Kwanzaa cat cookies. The cookies that look like cats.
Kwanzaa cat cookies.
Yes, that is a thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I used to make something called the cat's tongue cookie, so I fully understand weird naming.
I sent you a picture of the Kwanzaa cat cookies.
I'm opening it up right now. Ah, oh, there are... Totes adorables.
Did you just say totes adorables?
Dorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Really? Really? Are you that hip and down with it?
Fashizzy.
Can't say the other thing. Can't say the other thing. Because, you know, reasons.
Yeah, that's not something we want to say on Kwanzaa Rock. All right, so if I have to go back to my tab. It also says to build and maintain our community together. That's actually the first part. We're, you know, looking at the whole problem stuff, but do you believe we are building and maintaining our community quite well, Rock? I think we are.
I think we are quite well. We interact with our community daily. We
talk on a daily basis.
We talk to them on the Twitters, at Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio Live, at Lone Jumper, at Red Radio Show. We talk to the people. We're people. We interact with them in our chatty box.
I think this is one where we do really well at already, so...
I think
there's too much we have to work with on this one.
No, and we just solved your problem. We add it to your cookie list, which you can hear Saturday night, midnight-ish on CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com.
And if you do have any issues that you would like Rock or I to actually help you with, within reason, you can tweet us at the names Rock already just listed.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio Live, at Rock Radio Show, at Lone Jobber.
You know, you don't really have to list every single time, but I'm kind of amazed how quickly you're able to... just roll those off, just crazy-like.
I know, it's like I haven't done them before or do them every single week on multiple podcasts per week.
Now, it's a shame that if you tweet at X-Core Subway, you're not really going to get so much of a response. At CB Radio GOE, you're flipping a, you know, they roll the die on that one.
He sees it.
He sees it. He might not respond to it, but he'll feel it in his heart.
He also posts random tweets that he doesn't realize he even know he's posting. Like he did the other day. He didn't even know he was posting them. Something happened that it just sort of went out there and went, hey, there's stuff on the Twitters.
And off to Rob's Twitter I go.
He may have deleted it. I don't know.
Yeah, what was that?
The Go tweet? He had no idea what it was. He had no idea.
And then he responded to it. Okay. That confused me when that came out.
Yeah. He had no idea. I my response was, ready, set.
I remember saying that. Oh, good old Robbie.
So, there you go. But no, I think on this note, we're good. We're maintaining our community at the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, cradiolive.com, recradioshow.com. We keep it all together.
I will agree with you. I mean, that one seems like we're doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
So I think we just have to light the candles and call it a day.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a blessing or something as I light the menorah, but you know, you'll see it on the Twitters or on the Instagrams or whatever it is that I actually post these on.
You're now on Instagram? Is that right?
Yes, I am.
What is your Instagram?
Pretty sure it's just at @lonejumper.
That was a way to promote it. Where am I a day? I'm a day early promoting all your stuff. So don't follow him today. Don't like his stuff today. Don't, you know, retweet his stuff today. Wait till tomorrow.
Wow.
Because then that's the day of, you know, promotion and self-awareness and stuff like that.
Really? Don't like his stuff.
Save it all for tomorrow. Do a mass liking spree tomorrow of everything. Tomorrow, Lone Jobber will go out on Twitter and he'll make multiple posts and I want you to like every single post. Show you care. But for tonight, we're done. This is day 3 of 20 days of Jobber celebrating Kwanzaa right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So for the Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber!
I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you tomorrow night for day 4 of Kwanzaa on 20 days of Jobber right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And again, free Teddy.
WildTalkRadio.com.